City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams, Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Sten. Potter.
Here.
I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Carla, please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Agenda item 28, appeal of Blue Sky Planning, the applicant's representative, against the hearing officer's decision to deny a proposal to divide a 1.9-acre site into a 30-lot subdivision located at 13415 Southeast Foster Road, LU06131422, LDS.
The city attorney, please describe the hearing process.
Thank you. Before we begin the hearing, I have several announcements to make that are required by state law. These concern the kind of hearing we're having today, the order of testimony, and the scope of testimony. First, this is an on-the-record hearing. For those who are testifying, this means that you must limit your testimony to material and issues in the record. During this hearing, you may only talk about the issues, testimony, exhibits, and other evidence that were presented at the earlier hearing before the hearings officer. You can't bring up anything new. The hearing is designed only to decide if the hearings officer made the correct decision based on the evidence that was presented to him. If you start to talk about new issues or try to present new evidence today, you may be interrupted and reminded that you must limit your testimony to the record. As to the order of testimony, we'll begin with a staff report by the Bureau of Development Services staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the City Council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The appellant will go first and will have 10 minutes to present the appellant's case. Following the appellant, persons who support the appeal will go next. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak to the council. If there is a principal opponent, the principal opponent will have 15 minutes to address the City Council and rebut the appellant's presentation. If there is no principal opponent, the council will move directly to testimony from persons who oppose the appeal after supporters of the appeal conclude their testimony. And again, each person will have 3 minutes. Finally, the appellant will have 5 minutes to rebut the presentation of the opponents of the appeal. The council may then close the hearing, deliberate, and take a vote on the appeal. If the vote is a tentative vote, the council will set a future date for the adoption of findings and a final vote on the appeal. If the council takes a final vote today, that will conclude the matter before the council. Finally, as to scope of testimony, again, a reminder, this is an on-the-record hearing, which means you must limit your remarks to arguments based on the record compiled by the hearings officer. You may refer to evidence that was previously submitted to the hearings officer, but you may not submit anything new. If your argument includes new evidence or issues, the council will not consider it, and it will be rejected in the City Council's final decision. If you believe a person who addressed City Council today improperly presented new evidence or presented a legal argument that relies on evidence that is not in the record, you may object to that argument. Finally, under state law, only issues that were raised before the hearings officer may be raised in this appeal to City Council. If you believe another person has raised issues today that were not raised before the hearings officer, you may object to the council's consideration of that issue. And that concludes my opening remarks.
Any members of council wish to declare a conflict of interest? No council members have a conflict of interest to declare. Do any members of council have any ex parte contacts to declare or information gathered outside of hearing to disclose? No council members have ex parte contacts to declare. Do any members of council have questions or other preliminary matters that need to be addressed before we begin this meeting, the hearing? Staff, could you please come forward?
Mayor, my name is John Cole. I'm the BDS staff planner for this particular application. As Carla had indicated during the introduction, this is an appeal of a hearings officer denial of a 30-lot subdivision. The appellant is Blue Sky Planning, and they're representing property owners listed on the screen.
Hang on just a second. Uh-huh.
see if that brings it up there. Function of seven.
The specific proposal that was presented to the hearings officer was for 30 single dwelling lots on approximately 2 acres in an R2 multifamily zone. There was a public street segment, two private streets, and a variety of infrastructure improvements associated with this particular land division. I think I would like to mention that the hearings officer concern was limited to one specific component of the application, and that was how was the applicant, how was the land division going to dispose of stormwater from the private individual lots. The location of this particular property is roughly at the corner of Southeast Foster Road and 136th Avenue in Southeast Portland. It's the shaded area. An aerial photograph of this particular piece of property shows a blue line outlining this particular application site. I'm about to show you a site plan, and the public street segment lines up roughly with the long driveway that you see in front of you. So I had indicated before there's a new public street segment, two private shared courts that run to the east and west, some frontage improvements along Southeast Foster, and then 30 individual lots for detached single-family dwellings. When the City of Portland reviews subdivision proposals, there are roughly 14 areas that we take a look at in order to determine that a subdivision would be a positive addition to the neighborhood and to the city. They don't all apply to every specific application, and in this case, there were 8 criteria of approval that the city staff looked at. As I had mentioned before, the hearings officer and staff and the applicant were in agreement in all of these areas except for the approval criteria that deals with stormwater management. So the hearings officer issued a denial indicating that the written record did not adequately address the stormwater management approval criteria. I've listed that specific criteria in italics in the screen in front of you. I know there's a lot of text on the screen here. The hearings officer got a little more specific on page 13 of their particular decision, and they indicated that they did not feel that the applicant had responded to some earlier concerns of the Bureau of Environmental Services relating to how the stormwater from the individual private lots would be managed. The applicant has appealed that particular ruling. They've indicated that in the course of their application, they received a building code appeal that resolved problems related to some of the private shared courts, and that they were going to direct stormwater from lots 1 through 30 to individual dry wells, that particular course of action meets the stormwater manual and meets the Bureau of Environmental Services concerns. At this point, I'd like to also indicate that staff had recommended approval of this particular application. Initially, when the applicant submitted their application package, staff did have some concerns regarding a number of items related to the application, and the wrote a staff report that raised those particular concerns. The hearings officer at the public hearing on this item on September 25th left the record open for a little over a month to allow the applicant and staff to resolve some of the outstanding issues at that particular date. We did have meetings with the applicant in that intervening period of time and did reach what we believe was an agreement on a stormwater management system that would serve both the public streets, the two shared courts, which are private streets, and the individual lots. And I attempted to write a memo that put that agreement in writing for the hearings officer to consider. In retrospect, when I take a look at the particular written record that the hearings officer had to make their decision on, I can appreciate where not having the benefit of attending some of those individual meetings between staff and the applicants, that I was not clear in my writing as a staff member. But as we attend the hearing here today, I would let you know that staff is in agreement with the appellant, if you will, indicating that we do believe that this particular land division application has submitted a preliminary stormwater management plan that does meet the criteria established in the city code, and that there are items in the written record that do support that, subject to clarification at today's meeting. The stormwater management plan that has been reviewed by staff takes the stormwater from the public streets and directs it to infiltration planters that are located within the right-of-way. These will be swales or planters between the sidewalk and the curb, and the stormwater from that public street will flow to that particular facility. The shared courts and a private driveway easement that cars will travel over but are privately owned will be constructed from a pervious paving facility and stormwater on that particular driveway, if you will percolate directly into the ground. Development on the private lots, the placement of the houses on lots 1 through 30, stormwater from the roofs of those particular structures will be directed to individual drywells on each particular piece of property. And as I make that comment to you here today, I do note that Colleen Harold, a representative from the Bureau of Environmental Services, is here in the audience, as well as Mike Hayakawa from the Site Development Section of the Bureau of Development Services are in the audience in case you have any questions. And I've conferred with them before I made this particular assertion to you today. So I've listed a few items within the public record that do, in my opinion, indicate that the applicant has proposed this preliminary stormwater management plan and that it can be approved. So it's our recommendation to the City Council today that with a clarification that the fundamental stormwater approach for this particular project is as I have outlined briefly for you today, that you may overturn the hearings officer denial of this particular proposal, tentatively approve the application, and direct staff to prepare the findings of fact and conditions to support a final City Council decision. I've covered a number of points here fairly quickly, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I do. I just want to clarify for myself the chronology of what you have described with respect to the hearings officer's hearing and then the subsequent memo you wrote, which unfortunately I don't have a copy of, but is referred to in Blue Sky Planning's appeal. There's some references to it. So just specifically, I see that the hearings officer, Ian Simpson, signed the report on November 15th. 15th. Resigned the decision on November 15th. Did you say, Doug, that the record was open 30 days after that, and it was in that time period that you submitted?
No, Commissioner Leonard. The hearings officer held a public hearing on September the 25th.
Okay.
At that point, they held the record open until November the 6th.
Okay.
And then wrote their report based on the written materials in the record at that time.
So between the public hearing on September 25th and November 6th, you submitted a report?
I did. I wrote a supplement that was dated October 30th.
And then did I understand you correctly that you think that the hearings officer misunderstood what you were writing in the report, and upon that came to a conclusion that
yes,
you don't think he should have?
That's correct.
Is there some opportunity, and this is more of a procedural question, is there some opportunity to revisit that with the hearings officer to affirm that there was a misunderstanding?
I've had a couple of discussions with the hearings officer since that time, including a inquiry as to whether or not he could consider the omission to be something akin to a clerical error and could issue a corrected decision. And he indicated that, you know, if there was a specific sentence or a specific exhibit within the public record that I could point to and say was incorrect, that in rare circumstances he's gone back and issued amended decisions after a re-notification. In this particular case, he did indicate that he had looked fairly carefully through the written public record and could not see that the response to, or he could not see where the criteria for addressing stormwater was specifically addressed. So he felt uncomfortable opening the record in that particular case.
And I guess beyond that, is what you're saying that you think that the issues he specifically raised in the denial in his decision have been positively addressed by the applicant?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's within the existing record?
Yes. I agree, and I'm not here to criticize the hearings officer. When I spoke with him, I had kind of gone back and looked through the written record. And without the benefit that I have of particularly sitting in on some of the meetings that I've held with BES staff and site development staff and the applicant's engineers, I can see where, a person new to the particular record would not pick up on the items in the public record. But I do think the information is there for a person who understands the case to review and come to the conclusions that staff does.
Was that procedure or the future procedures corrected so that doesn't happen again?
I'm certainly going to be looking at my staff reports a little bit closer when we're making these revisions as the case moves on.
Further questions? Thank you. The applicant has 15 minutes.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Dane. I'm the principal of Blue Sky Planning of Beaverton. We're here today primarily, unfortunately, because a decision was issued by the hearings officer that was completely unexpected by staff, by the applicant. There was no opposition to this project whatsoever. There is no opposition today. The basis we discovered of the hearings officer's decision was an item buried deep in the initial comments provided to staff for their report prior to any meetings, any discussion, and any consequent resolution of those issues. And the item that was picked up on was simply overlooked. It was not an item that was seen to be an issue. In fact, all stormwater issues were resolved. The item upon which the appeal was based was singular, which was that there was not enough room to provide a sump on individual lots to handle the stormwater. That has been shown in the facts that that can be accomplished. But the original comment, which was done way back at the beginning, was not corrected, and the hearings officer picked up on that and made his decision based on that, as opposed to subsequent information that was provided. We therefore had to appeal the decision. We hoped that we didn't. We thought that could be just clarified. We think of this primarily as a housekeeping issue. We would like to request that the hearings officer's decision be overturned because of that one item. We feel we're justified. The staff members who wrote the initial comments and the staff members who were involved in the subsequent meetings and the staff members who basically affirmed that we were doing the right thing and there was enough evidence are here today. And we would request, therefore, that the appeal be overturned and, if possible, that our fee be returned to us. And that's pretty much it. I have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions? Just one question. You're using pervious pavement for the private road part of your proposed development?
Yes.
That's great.
Is the pervious pavement part the bioswale?
No. I can go into more detail if you wish.
I'm just glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a good product. So.
Yeah. Okay. That was what the appeal was. Further questions? Thank you, sir. Since these folks are both the appellant and the applicant, is there anyone who supports the appeal who wishes to speak? Any person who opposes the appeal? Okay. Normally we provide a chance for the rebuttal for you folks. Do you wish to use that time? Okay. It's council deliberations.
I'd move to overturn the hearings officer appeal. I do have a question, though. He made a comment about fees. I'm not familiar with that aspect of overturning an appeal that we would refund fees. Can you explain that?
Sure. Commissioner Leonard, I would let you know that there was an appeal fee to
place. Well, he was speaking of the fee to appeal that decision.
That's correct.
Okay.
To come to this particular body, I don't have an opinion as to whether or not that.
How much is that?
Fee, you know? Should be waived. It was $5,000 in that neighborhood, half the original application fee.
And just so I understand completely, your position is that had our report to the hearings officer been more clear that the hearings officer would not have denied the application?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'd add to that that if the application was clear, that we would not be here today either. So I think there's some shared fault, if you will.
Okay.
So what's your motion?
I will move to overturn the hearings officer's decision consistent with the staff recommendation we heard here today and to refund the $5,000 appeal fee.
Second.
Discussion?
I am unconvinced of refunding the fee if it was a mutual problem.
Sharing it.
Well, if I could maybe speak to that point, given that I have responsibility for that bureau, we work really hard not to even be at the place where we can suggest there is shared responsibility. We try to make sure that each time we do a really good job. I'm not criticizing what was happened, but if there is some issue with what we did, I mean, we routinely refund the fees.
Well, if you think that's consistent with your practice, and I don't have a problem with it. My concern was starting a new policy where we decide that on the fly at this level, because I think we need to be consistent in when we respond, when we
I think it is. We have done similar things in the past where we hear.
Okay, then that's fine with me.
Other questions? Call the vote, Carl.
Leonard?
I really appreciate the report from staff today. It was very candid and helpful in helping us get to a quick decision. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
And I'm going to vote aye as well, but obviously if we get another one of these, it'll be a much slower vote.
We won't.
I vote aye. You're adjourned.
We need to pick a new date.
Pardon?
We need to set a date to bring this back for adoption of findings. This would have been a tentative vote since you're overturning the hearings officer.
Yes. So.
Do you want to go to January?
Okay. Can we do it on the regular agenda, on our Wednesday agenda?
Yeah, we've got a... Catherine, do we need a time certain for that, or will regular agenda do? We have a morning available on the 17th for time certain, if we need a time certain for this findings.
I think regular agenda will be fine.
Okay, why don't we say the regular agenda on January 17th?
Which, to clarify, would be a 9:30 a.m. agenda.
Start time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you.